USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A wind-driven wildfire now threatening homes north of Santa Barbara, California, breaking out late yesterday. It's 0% contained. It's prompted authorities to evacuate homes and close many roads. This fire official says it took off quickly with the high winds.
It made a real quick run downhill, being pushed by those 15 gusting to 30 mile-an-hour winds. As it came down this canyon, it also created spot fires that were jumping up to a mile ahead of it.
That fire called the Case Fire. Meanwhile, in Placer County, the Foothills Fire, which broke out yesterday afternoon, is now at least 30% contained. At least 14 people are dead. More are missing. Hundreds have been injured in an earthquake in Albania measuring a 6.4 magnitude. It struck early Tuesday local time, according to the United States Geological Survey. And this is USA Radio News.
How to make the holidays happy, we turn to the holiday experts at Boston Market for the scoop. Chef Tony Fialho, Director of Culinary Innovation.
There's so many things to be thankful for this time of year. Our goal is really to make sure you have the most memorable Thanksgiving that you can have without some of the stress.
His personal favorite?
Our complete turkey meal for 12, from our roasted turkey to our mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry relish, stuffing, to our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, and our beautiful apple and pumpkin pies.
What else? Be prepared.
You want to make sure that you have everything that you would need for your family, any extra water, sodas, things like that. And I'm always telling folks, you know, they don't have to create all their dishes from scratch. You can order sides a la carte. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving, so you can always stop by one of our restaurants and pick up a side.
And their website has some great recipes for leftovers, too, like turkey hash or vegetable stuffing pancakes.
And then one of my favorite things to add is a nice sunny side egg up on top. Makes a beautiful breakfast for you and the family.
Check out bostonmarket.com for more.
The White House says it will fight a court ruling that former White House counsel Don McGahn has to obey a House subpoena. A federal judge ruling Monday that McGahn has to comply with the order to testify in the House Judiciary Committee's probe of President Trump's actions during the Russia election interference investigation. Dennis Avalos is a legal analyst who said on MSNBC the case for McGahn to testify seems to be pretty solid.
The net takeaway is that there is no absolute immunity for executive officials, high-ranking executive aides. Instead, they have to show up, they have to comply, then they may have individualized executive privilege claims. But you can't ignore a congressional subpoena.
Bachelorette star Hannah Brown is this season's Dancing with the Stars winner on ABC. The 25-year-old Brown taking home the Mirrorball Trophy last night in the season finale, along with her professional partner, Alan Burstyn. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Many adults are not taking their prescribed heart medications due to its cost. Researchers at a heart and vascular center in Houston, looking at survey results from over 14,000 heart disease patients, one in eight say they had delayed filling their prescription, took lower doses of it, or stopped taking it altogether for financial reasons. Adults under 65, women, and those without health insurance, both more likely to report not taking their meds. Experts say patients who are worried about the cost should talk to their doctors because not taking them may lead to other health issues later on. Bill Cosby says there's no remorse for his crimes. In an interview with Black Press USA, the 82-year-old maintained his innocence, adding that when he comes up for parole, the board won't hear him say he has remorse. He adds he doesn't care about people talking about his sex crimes when they weren't there, and also claims his trial was a complete sham. And President Trump will continue that tradition. He's going to keep a pair of turkeys from Thanksgiving feasts this year. The annual turkey pardon ceremony is coming up today. The two candidates competing for the title of National Thanksgiving Turkey are named Bread and Butter. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.